Day 3, power up. Proverbs 8:17. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. Last year, I went on a guided retreat led by a friend of mine with a focus on freedom and healing. I had set apart 2 days for it and was expectant that it was going to be good, especially since it came at a particularly intense time in my ministry. The retreat center wasn't far away and the journey there should have been a simple one, but it turned out to be much longer and way more expensive journey than I'd anticipated. As I traveled down the motorway, I noticed it was feeling a little cool, so I turned the heating up. I'm not one to enjoy a cold winter's drive. After a while, however, although the dial showed hot, I couldn't feel any increase in heat. Then I noticed that my accelerator didn't seem as responsive as normal and wasn't sustaining its power. I'm no mechanic, but even I could tell that something was wrong. I figured, wrongly, that I could reach my destination okay, at which point I could get the car checked over. Unfortunately, not many seconds after I had this thought, the power went completely, and I had to carefully drift across the motorway in order to grind to a halt at the edge of the tarmac. There was no safe lay-by to occupy. Did I also mention that this was the M25 during morning rush hour? At least that meant that the traffic was going slowly. I phoned for breakdown assistance and then waited for help. The cavalry arrived in a matter of minutes, but not the help I'd called for. The motorway police had observed my plight and immediately came to get me out of the car and into a safer position. I had considered that given the speed of the traffic, at a virtual standstill, I was perfectly safe in my car, but the police insisted. Interestingly, as soon as I left my car and moved to safer ground, it seemed like the traffic began to pick up speed. Stepping back from the situation can give us a bigger perspective. From my new vantage point, it became apparent that the car was in a precarious blind spot where traffic could easily have hit me. In due course, the car rescue traffic arrived, but it was not good news. Although I eventually made it to the retreat, my car did not. The engine was wrecked and the car's future was simply a scrap. Later that evening, worshipping the Lord at the retreat, I felt the Father speak to me. My driving experience was just about to become a very expensive lesson from the Lord. He revealed that what had been going on